You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
All right, guys, we're going to be talking about two of the biggest names in the sports media. That'll be ESPN Stephen A. Smith and TNT's Charles Barkley. Now, Stephen A., as you guys know, he has his own podcast, the Stephen A. Smith Show. You can actually watch it on YouTube. Now, Stephen A., man, sometimes he makes sense. But Stephen A., man, seems to be a dedicated man to the Democrats. He definitely does. Now, Barkley also, man. Barkley has a failing show over there on CNN. It's called King Charles because it's Gayle King and Charles Barkley. And nobody's watching. Nobody cares about that show. But Stephen A. Smith actually had Charles Barkley on his show. And they were actually talking about politics. They were talking about the crime. They were talking about how crime is not prosecuted. And they know exactly who's causing that. Democrats. But yet, Stephen A. has been on record. He's been complaining about these Democrats like crazy. He went on CNN. He slammed Hillary Clinton as well. But he made it clear. I'm not voting Trump. You want law and order, but you don't want to vote Trump. Remember, Charles Barkley also said that he would actually punch black people in the face that was wearing a T-shirt with Trump's mugshot. You're going to be astonished by this clip, guys. Astonished. Because Stephen A. and Charles Barkley are clearly slamming Democrats. And Stephen A. man has been slamming Democrats for a while now. A while. But yet, you mean to tell me you're still going to go out there and vote Democrat? Stephen A. has said that he'll probably vote for Biden. Why in the world would you do that, man? Why would you do that? This is pathetic, man. This is really, really pathetic. But let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go. Check this out. Stephen A. Smith, Charles Barkley, rip woke culture for immigration crisis. Yeah. All of these illegal aliens coming across the border at a record amount, courtesy of Democrats and really Joe Biden. Yeah. But Stephen A. has said, I'm not voting for Trump. I'm more than likely going to vote Biden, the man that's causing all of the havoc out there. The crime, man, the Democrats, man, have been woke on crime. They're talking about blaming woke culture. But you guys support that. You support that by continuing to vote the same way. Let's go ahead and listen to this clip here of Stephen A. and Barkley. Let's roll it.
And you see the streets. You see the streets of New
Dude,
York.
3 weeks ago on TV, they had these migrants. First of all, the border is a joke. The border is a joke.
Yeah.
But they had these migrants, they call them, had just bust up in New York. They got them on camera kicking and beating like cops. They beat up these
two cops. Yeah. Beating up two cops, but, beating up two police officers,
but they were,
in the subway station.
They were out of jail in 24 hours, and the next day...
Actually, it was the same day, Charles.
But, but 2 days later, they called them robbing Macy's. I'm like,
wow.
First of all, they beat up cops. How are you out of jail in 24 hours? And then clearly, 2 days later...
I can answer that. I can tell you exactly how they're out in 24 hours, Chuck. It's because you guys keep voting the same way. soft on crime politicians. Why do you think Chicago is in the way that it is? They keep voting the same way. Just that simple, man. You keep voting like that, guess what? They're going to get more and more progressive, more and more soft on crime.
Later, they're robbing Macy's. Anybody, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, a dog, a cat, or a puppy, you know that's wrong, period.
But it's woke culture. But with woke culture and everything else that's been going on, you've got folks on the left that have endorsed a more lenient legal system, and obviously folks on the right going crazy about it and calling for law and order. Who do you side with, considering our iniquitous history, what's going on today, and who the candidates are in terms of Biden and Trump in all likelihood running for office? What do, Charles? Who do you vote for?
Well, that's simple. That's a simple answer. You vote Trump. You want law and order, you vote Trump. Because Biden, soft progressive policies, yeah, you're going to get crime. You're going to get illegals out there, you know, beating up police, beating up other people, killing people like Lake and Riley.
First of all, we need law and order, Stephen A. If we're going to...
I agree. I'm with you.
Dude, we need law and order. Hey, trying to fix inequalities has nothing to do with letting people go in stores and rob people. That has nothing to do. That has nothing to do with diversity or handling inequalities. Letting random people just run in all these stores stealing stuff. And, you know, because innocent people, they should always be protected. But we need law and order. Yeah, do we need to address diversity and inequalities? 100%. But to go out here and says, oh, like this, that's my personal favorite. Unless you steal $1,000, we're not going to press charges. Well, Stephen A., I want that same damn deal. I want to be able
to... How about the $53 million in prepaid credit cards for migrants?
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. I mean, come on, man. And
Black folks been in the streets, Latinos been in the streets, homeless, minorities have been in the streets, homeless, starving for years. We ain't never got anything like that. Like, I grew up on welfare. What are they talking about? I'm like, we ain't never had nothing like that.
They didn't we're gonna find $53 million. I'm like, damn, we can do a lot with $53 million. I mean, but man, that's why I say this whole thing is broken and we need some adults to come and say, hey, listen. I understand some things, but yeah, we're just not gonna let everybody run wild and do what the hell they want to do. I mean, because that's just not right. I mean, it's just not right and it's just not fair.
Yeah. So you see that right there. They're complaining strictly about Democrats. Nothing more. They're complaining about Democrat policies, but yet they continue to vote for Democrats. Stephen A. Maybe Stephen A. is going to be a secret Trump voter, you know, because he's in the mainstream media. Charles Barkley, he's not a Trump fan either. Like I said, he's already threatened black people wearing Trump shirts. These people are complaining about Democrat policies that more than likely they voted for. The only way to actually change stuff is to change your voting habits. Don't go out there and vote for or attack people, black people that support Trump that actually want law and order. Stop supporting these progressives, man. Stop voting Biden. You know what? That's what they should have said. They should have said, like when Stephen A. asked, who do you vote for? You vote Trump. If you really want law and order, you vote Trump. Just that simple, man. They even refuse to say the name Democrats, man. This is Democrat policies, man. But anyway, that's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.